现在画面里是本届世界杯四家转播平台的直播信号。
Currently, the screen shows the live broadcast signals of the four broadcasting platforms for this World Cup.
这是同一场比赛。
This is the same game.
所以我们现在看到同样的内容。
So we are seeing the same content now.
但马上各家的直播画面就会不一样。
But soon, the live broadcasts of each company will be different.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为接下来进入补水时间。
Because the next step is to add water.
这是世界杯历史上第一次出现固定的强制的比赛。
This is the first time in World Cup history that there are fixed mandatory matches.
暂停。
Pause.
请注意，是强制暂停。比赛在。
Please note that the match is suspended.
暂停期间。
During the suspension period,
右上角的 ITV 没有切广告。
The ITV in the top right corner is not showing ads.
继续保留赛场画面。
Continue to keep the on-site scene.
我们能看到球员喝水、教练临场布置等赛场内的画面。
We can see the players drinking water and the coaches on-site arrangement of the field.
右下的福克斯和左下的转播商都切进了各自的广告。
The Ford in the lower right and the broadcast company in the lower left have all entered their respective advertisements.
另外，这里需要解释一下。
Also, I need to explain this further.
画面中左上角的转播商没有进广告。
The broadcaster in the top left corner of the screen is not showing ads.
是因为找的素材是回放录像。
Because the source material is a replay recording.
在录像中
In the recording,
广告部分已经被转播商剪辑掉。
The advertisement part has been cut off by the broadcaster.
实际在直播中也是有广告的。
Actually, there are also advertisements during live broadcasts.
我们接着看，补水时间结束后
Then we continue to look at the hydration time.
三家转播商在切回比赛的时间还不一样。
The timing of the three broadcasters returning to the game is different.
也就是说
That is to say,
同一场比赛，同一次暂停。
Same game, same timeout.
同样的三分钟。
Same 3 minutes.
不同平台给观众呈现的是截然不同的版本。
The different platforms present viewers with completely different versions.
从1930年第一届世界杯到现在96年的时间里。
From the first World Cup in 1930 to the 1994 World Cup,
比赛中从来没有过强制暂停。
There has never been a mandatory pause in the competition.
国际足联说
FIFA said,
这是为了保护球员健康，是球员福利。
This is to protect the health of the players and the well-being of the players.
一，但事实真的是这样吗？
Is this really the case?
时间回到2025年12月。
Time went back to December 2025.
国际足联在华盛顿召开全球转播商大会。
FIFA holds the Global Broadcast Rights Conference in Washington.
会后
After the meeting,
国际足联宣布2026年世界杯所有比赛都会在上半场的22分钟和下半场的67分钟。
FIFA announced that all matches of the 2026 World Cup will be played in the first half for 22 minutes and the second half for 67 minutes.
各设置三分钟的补水暂停时间。
Each set should have a 3-minute hydration break.
乍一看，这个安排挺合理。
At first glance, this arrangement seems reasonable.
毕竟北美的夏天确实很热。
After all, the summer in North America is really hot.
去年同期举行的世俱杯就有多场比赛在高温下进行。半决赛和决赛的现场气温达到32摄氏度。
Last year, there were several matches in the World Cup that were held in high temperatures, with the temperature in the semifinals and finals reaching 32 degrees Celsius.
不少球员都表达过不满。
Many players have expressed their dissatisfaction.
所以，从球员保护的角度看，
From the perspective of player protection,
补水暂停当然有意义。
It's understandable to pause hydration.
但问题在于，
But the problem is that
国际足联的规则并不是高温才暂停比赛。
FIFA rules do not stipulate that matches must be suspended due to high temperatures.
而是每场比赛都会暂停。
Instead, each game will be paused.
这个暂停不看天气，不看温度。
This pause is not for looking at the weather, but for looking at the temperature.
也不看球场的环境。
Don't look at the stadium environment.
换句话说，
In other words,
不管是32度的高温还是12度的低温，
Whether it's 32 degrees Celsius or 12 degrees Celsius,
或者23度的适宜温度，
The temperature of 23 degrees is suitable.
无论是露天球场还是带顶棚配空调的室内球场都要暂停。
Both outdoor courts and indoor courts with air conditioning and a roof must be suspended.
这就让事情从医学问题变成了商业问题。
This turned the matter from a medical issue into a business issue.
更让人奇怪的是，
What's even stranger is,
国际足联称之为球员福利的医学问题。
FIFA calls it a medical issue related to player welfare.
为什么会在全球转播商大会中被提出来？
Why is it being discussed at the Global Broadcast Conference?
果然，
Indeed,
几个月后，
A few months later,
一条关键的商业细则被公开，转播商可以在补水暂停期间切出比赛画面，播放全屏广告。
A key business rule allows broadcasters to cut into the game footage to play full screen ads during hydration breaks.
为此，
For this,
国际足联还很人道地设置了广告播放时长。
FIFA has set advertising time limits, which are humane.
比赛暂停后的前20秒不能马上切广告。
You cannot immediately switch to an advertisement within the first 20 seconds after a game is paused.
比赛
For this,
重新开始前30秒必须切回现场画面。
Before restarting, you must return to the live footage within the first 30 seconds.
这样算下来，
Based on this calculation,
每次三分钟的暂停，
Every 3-minute break,
真正稳定可用的广告时间是两分十秒。
The truly stable and usable ad time is 10 seconds.
别看单次时间不长，
Don't look at the short duration.
一场比赛两次暂停就多出四分二十秒。
The game was paused twice, resulting in a 22 second difference.
广告时间104场比赛累加下来，
104 matches, cumulative advertising time.
可商用广告时长超过450分钟。
Commercial advertising time exceeding 415 minutes.
也就是 7.5 个小时。
That is 705.
我们平时看球，伤停、换人、VR, 这些停顿都很随机。
We often see random pauses during games, such as injuries or VR breaks.
平台
Platform
很难提前精准排广告。
It's difficult to accurately schedule ads in advance.
但补水时间不一样。
But the time for hydration is different.
它是固定的，制度化的。
It is a fixed and institutionalized system.
对转播平台来说，
For broadcasting platforms,
这不再是随机性很大的临时空档。
This is no longer a temporary gap with a high degree of randomness.
而是可以提前包装、定价和招商的广告预售。
Instead, you can prepackage and price and pre-sell advertising.
除此之外
In addition,
广告播出的形式不同
The forms of advertising are different.
权限也不同
Different permissions.
如果是分屏广告
If it's a split-screen ad,
也就是广告和比赛画面同时出现
That is, the advertisement and the competition scene appear simultaneously.
那只能给世界杯官方合作品牌。
This is only for official World Cup partner brands.
但如果转播商退出比赛
But if the broadcaster withdraws from the competition,
画面播放全屏广告
the screen displays a full-screen advertisement.
就不再受官方合作品牌的限制。
No longer subject to restrictions imposed by official authorized brands.
可以接入更多商业客户。
Can access more business customers.
转播商的变现空间一下就打开了。国际足联
The FIFA monetization space has been opened.
这一招高明的地方在于
The cleverness of this move lies in.
他把原本不可控的比赛暂停变成了可控的制度化暂停。
He turned the originally uncontrollable competition into a controllable and institutionalized pause.
再把这段暂停的时间开放给转播机构做商业开发。
Then open up the pause time again for broadcasting agencies to develop business.
表面上是球员补水。
It seems like the players are just hydrating.
实际上是在比赛进行中硬挤出来一段稳定的广告时间。
In fact, it's about squeezing out a stable advertising time slot during the competition.
这是一条清晰的利益链条。
This is a clear value chain.
国际足联掌握规则。
FIFA has the rules.
转播商需要回本盈利。
Broadcasters need to achieve profitability.
赞助商获得更多曝光。
Sponsors get more exposure.
于是这三分钟就成了各方都能分到利益的窗口。
Therefore, this three-minute window became a window where all parties could benefit.
但当这套商业逻辑出现在赛场上
However, when this business logic appears on the field,
他和足球本身的竞技性有着天然的、不可调和的矛盾。
He has a natural and irreconcilable contradiction with the competitive nature of football.
比如卡塔尔对瑞士的比赛中，补水开始后
For example, in the match between Qatar and Switzerland, the hydration began after the start.
三分钟，比赛并没有立刻恢复。
The three-minute match did not immediately recover.
我们在画面中能够清楚地看到球员已经回到各自位置。
We can clearly see in the picture that the players have returned to their respective positions.
完全具备了恢复比赛的条件。
Fully qualified to compete.
但裁判却迟迟没有吹响。
But the referee didn't blow the whistle.
恢复比赛的哨声。
The whistle of the game is restored.
他在等什么呢?
What is he waiting for?
我们这里可以看到
Here we can see
现场大屏幕上还在播放广告
The advertisement is still playing on the large screen.
结果不言而喻
The result is obvious.
裁判是在等广告播完
The judge is waiting for the advertisement to finish.
这是何等的荒谬，转播的足球比赛。
This is a ridiculous broadcast of a football match.
全球上亿的观众居然在等广告播完。
Over a billion viewers around the world are waiting for the ads to finish.
所谓三分钟补水暂停。
The three-minute hydration break.
到底是按比赛时间执行。
Is it executed according to the match time?
还是按广告时间执行。
Should I still follow the advertising time?
这个暂停到底是为了球员健康
？This suspension is for the players' health.
还是为了国际足联和转播商的利益
？Still for the interests of FIFA and broadcasters.
赛后，面对媒体的追问
，After the game, when facing the media's questioning,
国际足联没有做出任何的回应。
FIFA has not made any response.
那么，球员真的需要在任何天气、任意场馆、所有比赛中都补水吗
？So do players really need to hydrate in any weather and in any venue for all matches?
如果是高温天气
，If it's a hot weather，
补水暂停很合理。
It is reasonable to pause hydration.
但墨西哥城揭幕战当天只有23摄氏度。
On the date of the opening, the temperature in Mexico City was only 23 degrees Celsius.
天气非常舒适。
The weather is very comfortable.
国际足联解释，统一标准。
FIFA interpretation of the unified standard.
可以保证所有球队和比赛处在同样的竞技环境里。
This ensures that all teams and matches are in the same competitive environment.
这句话听起来没毛病。
This sentence sounds fine.
但他也等于承认了这项规则和现场温度没有任何关系。
But he also admitted that the rule and the temperature in the arena have nothing to do with each other.
因为无论热还是不热
，whether it's hot or not，
暂停
，pause。
都必须发生。
Everyone must speak.
美国队主帅波切蒂诺在采访中是这样说的
：According to the interview, the head coach of the U.S. team, Pochettino, said,
我不喜欢这个安排。
I don't like this arrangement.
我只在条件极端的时候认可补水暂停。
I only recognize pausing hydration when the conditions are extreme.
条件良好的时候没有必要。
When conditions are good, there is no need.
法国队主帅德尚也说，这种安排会打断节奏。
The French coach said that this arrangement would disrupt the rhythm.
但我们必须适应。
But we must adapt.
不过转播商会很高兴。
However, the broadcasters will be very happy.
这句话道出了关键所在。
This sentence highlights the key point.
为什么会有强制性的暂停补水呢
？Why is mandatory water replenishment required？
归根结底还是钱的问题。
Ultimately, it all comes down to money.
世界杯是全球最稀缺的体育 IP 之一。
The World Cup is one of the most scarce sports IPs in the world.
四年一次。又恰逢本届世界杯扩军到48支球队，比赛从64场增加到104场。
With a four-year cycle and the expansion of the World Cup to 48 teams, the number of matches increased from 64 to 104.
比赛越多
，the more competitions，
转播越多
，the more the broadcast，
转播越多
，the more the broadcast。
商业场景也就越多。
The more commercial scenarios there are, the more business opportunities there are.
福克斯电视台当年花了约$5亿拿下本届世界杯在美国地区的英语转播权。
Fox Television Network spent approximately $500 million to acquire the broadcast rights for the World Cup in the United States.
据相关人士估算。
According to estimates by relevant people,
如果放到今天公开竞标
，if put on today's open bidding,
市场价值可能高达$10亿到$15亿。
The market value could range from $10 to $15 billion.
这个巨大的差价要追溯到十多年前的一次特殊安排。
This huge difference can be traced back to a special arrangement made over 10 years ago.
2022年世界杯
2022 World Cup
因为卡塔尔太热被挪到了11月和12月撞上美国体育最拥挤的档期
Because Qatar is too hot, it has been moved to November and December, which coincides with the busiest sports season in the United States.
11月和12月
November and December
正是美式橄榄球
American football
篮球以及冰球等热门赛事扎堆进行的黄金档期。
The golden period, which features popular events such as basketball and ice hockey.
如果福克斯同时进行转播
If Fox is broadcasting simultaneously,
不仅会失去原本在夏季转播世界杯的独占黄金档流量
Not only will it lose the exclusive primetime slot,that it originally held for broadcasting the World Cup in the summer,
还会面临严重的资源内耗
will also face severe resource depletion.
这也是当年福克斯甚至准备以违约为由
This is also the reason why Fox was prepared to use the threat of a lawsuit.
起诉国际足联的核心原因
Reasons for suing FIFA.
为了平息这场纠纷
To quell the dispute,
国际足联在2015年做了一个决定
In 2015, FIFA made a decision
提前把2026年世界杯的美国转播权续约给福克斯
Renew the US broadcast rights for the 2026 World Cup to Fox in advance
没有公开竞标
There is no open bidding
在当时这看起来像是一笔花钱消灾的补偿
At the time, this seemed like a way to spend money to appease the gods.
可谁也没想到
Who would have thought?
2026年参赛队伍扩到48支
In 2026, the number of participating teams increased to 48.
这份早年签下的合同突然变成了一笔不菲的商业红利
This compensation signed up in the early years suddenly turned into a huge commercial advantage.
不仅比赛场次大幅增加
Not only did the number of matches increase significantly,
还凭空多出来208次暂停补水的时间
This adds an extra 208 times of pause time for hydration.
更荒唐的是国际足联曾聘请专业律师。
More absurdly, FIFA had previously hired professional lawyers.
一度打算取消福克斯的电视转播资格。
Once considered canceling the Fox TV broadcast rights.
但最后不了了之。
But it ended without a resolution.
原因是福克斯也有着全美顶尖的法务团队。
The reason is that Fox also has a top-notch legal team in the United States.
国际足联并没有把握吃下对方。
FIFA doesn't have the power to take it down.
有分析师预测
Analysts predict that
未来补水暂停时段的广告位
Advertising slot for future hydration pause period.
单档价格可能达到700万甚至900万美元。
When the price may reach $7 million or even $9 million,
这已经接近超级碗的广告报价。
This is approaching the Super Bowl ad price.
2022年世界杯决赛
2022 World Cup final.
阿根廷对阵法国，全球观众达到14亿。
Argentina vs.France, the global audience reached 140 million.
观看规模
Viewing size.
远胜超级
Much better than the Super Bowl.
在转播商和广告主的眼里
From the perspective of broadcasters and advertisers.
世界杯这块蛋糕只会更大
The slice of the pie World Cup will only get bigger.
当然
Of course,
这种高价目前还只是预估。本届赛事里新增广告时段
This price currently only represents the estimated number of new advertising slots in this tournament.
未必能马上卖出天价。
not necessarily able to sell for a high price immediately.
一方面
On the one hand,
福克斯赛前并没有把这类广告资源作为重点推广。
Fox did not make these types of advertising resources a priority.
另一方面
On the other hand,
广告主也还需要时间来适应这种新的投放方式。
Advertisers also need time to adapt to this new way of advertising.
不过
However,
这并不妨碍福克斯大赚一笔。
This doesn't prevent Fox from making a fortune.
正因为他以不到$5亿的折扣价
Because he bought it for less than $50 million,
锁定了这届世界杯的转播权
secured the broadcast rights for this World Cup,
拥有极高的利润杠杆
have extremely high profit leverage.
这也解释了为什么福克斯在本届世界杯中如此激进
This also explains why Fox was so aggressive in this World Cup.
抓住国际足联新增的三分钟强制补水赛
Take advantage of FIFA new rule of mandatory 3-minute water breaks.
暂停
Pause.
疯狂切入全屏商业广告
Aggressively interrupt full screen commercial advertisements.
据估算
According to estimates,
仅靠着多出来的几分钟广告时间
Just by having a few extra minutes of advertising time,
福克斯就有望赚取超过$2.5亿甚至$3.3亿。
Fox is expected to earn more than $2.5 billion or even $3.3 billion.
直接覆盖掉当年支付的大半版权费。
Completely cover the copyright fees paid in the previous year.
这种商业模式一旦建立，市场习惯
Once this business model is established,
就会慢慢形成
This will gradually form.
今天卖不上价
Today, I couldn't sell it at the price.
不代表明天卖不上价
This doesn't mean it won't sell for the price tomorrow.
更何况，后面还有更合理的舞台在等着它
Moreover, there are more reasonable stages waiting for him.
2030年
2030.
世界杯将在摩洛哥
The World Cup will be held in Morocco.
西班牙、葡萄牙举办
Spain and Portugal are hosting.
2034年
2034.
世界杯落户沙特阿拉伯。这些地方的夏天普遍更热。
The summer in these places where the World Cup is held in Saudi Arabia is generally hotter.
补水暂停
Pause hydration.
有了更充分的理由
With more compelling reasons.
球迷对补水暂停的反感
Fans' dislike of the water break.
绝对不是因为不在乎球员健康。现代足球的强度越来越高
It's definitely not because they don't care about player safety. The intensity of modern football is increasing.
节奏越来越快。
The pace is getting faster.
世界杯又常常在夏天比赛，球员补水是一种合理的选择。
The World Cup often takes place in the summer, and it is reasonable for players to hydrate. Okay, okay.
但当这个暂停不再根据现场条件触发
But when this pause is no longer triggered by on-site conditions,
而是所有比赛一刀切的强制执行
Instead, all matches are enforced uniformly.
在足球比赛中
In a football match,
这种突兀板会非常的明显
This plate will be very obvious.
为什么呢
Why?
因为足球最迷人的地方恰恰就是它的连续性。
Because the most fascinating thing about football is its continuity.
它不像篮球可以随时叫暂停。
It's not like basketball where you can call a timeout at any time.
也不像橄榄球、棒球。
Unlike baseball and football.
天生就有大量的间歇、广告。
Born with a large number of intermittent ads,
可以自然地塞进去
and be naturally inserted.
美国的观众早就习惯了那种一段一段走走停停的节奏。
American audiences are already accustomed to the rhythm of stopping and starting.
但足球不一样。
But football is different.
一场比赛真正的转折往往不是来自某一个瞬间。
A real turning point in a game often doesn't come from a single moment.
而来自连续的累积。
And from continuous accumulation.
持续的压迫。
Persistent oppression.
慢慢下降的体能
Slow, unsteady body,
越来越快的节奏
The pace is getting faster and faster,
悄悄松动的阵型
Quietly shifting formation,
不断堆积的情绪等等
Accumulated emotions and so on,
这些东西都需要在不被打断的时间里一点一点酝酿
These things need to be carefully prepared and developed over time.
这就好比某件事情前戏做足了，屏幕前的你正准备大展身手。
This is like the prelude to something being complete, and the viewer is ready to take center stage.
直到黄龙的时候。
Until the yellow dragon.
对面突然告诉你，等一等。
Suddenly, the person across from you tells you to wait.
以往的比赛，主教练是没法像篮球教练那样频繁喊暂停。
Previously, coaches couldn't call timeouts as frequently as basketball coaches.
如果球队踢得被动
If the team plays passively,
他只能在场边干吼
He could only shout from the sidelines.
靠换人调整等中场休息
By changing players and making adjustments during the break,
现在固定了补水时间
Now the hydration time is fixed.
等于多了一个明确的时间点。
Equals a more specific time point.
可以把球员叫到一起。
Can call the players together.
更针对性的布置战术。
More targeted deployment of tactics.
这会让比赛变得更可控。
This makes the game more controllable.
而足球的魅力偏偏有一部分就来自它的不可控。
And the charm of football lies in its unpredictability.
说到这里
At this point,
我们再回到开头的那四块屏幕。ITV 选择保留赛场画面。
Let's go back to the beginning. ITV chooses to keep the on-field footage.
把这三分钟当成足球内容的一部分。
Consider these 3 minutes as part of the football content.
福克斯等三家转播商选择切进广告。
Fox and 3 other broadcasters choose to insert ads.
把这三分钟当成可以售卖的商品。
Treat these 3 minutes as a marketable product.
而且三家切入广告。
In addition, the 3 companies have entered the advertising market.
切回比赛的时间点还不一样。
The timing of the return is different.
这说明即便面对同一条规则
This indicates that even when facing the same rule,
每个平台也都在盘算
Each platform is also considering
什么时候开始赚钱
When to start making money,
什么时候把比赛还给观众
And then give the game back to the audience.
所以这三分钟到底属于谁
So, who does this 3 minutes belong to?
表面上它属于球员。
It belongs to the player.
球员喝水。
At this point,
降温。
Cooling.
听团队的战术布置。往里一层，它。
Listen to the team's tactical arrangement.
属于教练。
It belongs to the control group.
因为这是一次合规的临场调整机会。
Because this is a compliant on-site adjustment opportunity.
再往里，它属于转播商和赞助商。
Here, it belongs to the broadcaster and the main merchant.
因为它是一段被精确计算到秒卖给客户的商业时间。
Because it is a business time that has been precisely calculated to be sold to customers in seconds.
但最深的一层
But the deepest layer.
它属于国际足联。
It belongs to FIFA.
这是世界杯历史上第一次通过正式规则。
This is the first time in World Cup history that a match has been decided by a formal rule.
把商业开发的触手直接延伸到正在进行的比赛之中。
Extend the reach of business development directly into the ongoing competition.
强制这两个字。
Force these two words.
表面上是指暂停被强制执行。
This refers to the fact that the order has been suspended.
不看天气。
Without looking at the weather.
不看场馆，也不看比赛是否真的需要。
Whether or not to watch the venue or the match is really not necessary.
但他真正强制的对象其实是屏幕前的观众，必须接受比赛被切开。
But the real target of the force is the audience in front of the screen who must accept that the competition is being cut.
从原本的上下半场变成四节。足球
From the original two halves, it becomes four quarters of football.
不是一项流转的运动。
It is a flowing movement.
国际足联把比赛弄得支离破碎。
FIFA has ruined the competition.
比赛越来越像美国职业篮球。
The competition is becoming more and more like professional basketball in the United States.
不敢想象。
Unimaginable.
有一天会和 NBA 第四节的末段一样，只剩三分钟的比赛时间。
One day, I will be in a situation where the fourth quarter of the NBA game is down to the last 3 minutes with only one ball left.
却能打出半个小时的转播效果。
However, it can achieve a 30-minute broadcast effect.
也难怪欧洲媒体吐槽任何体育赛事。
It's no wonder that European media complains about any sporting event.
只要被这套北美商业模式盯上，就会一点点的远离竞技。
As soon as this North American business model targets you, you will gradually move away from competition.
看起利益，补水。
See its benefits of hydration.
当然有它的道理。
Of course, there is a reason for that.
在高温密集赛程面前。
In the face of a high-intensity schedule.
保护球员是赛事方应尽的责任。
Protecting players is the responsibility of the competition organizers.
这一点不该被否认。
This should not be denied.
但当这项措施被套用到所有比赛又被允许插播广告的时候
However, when this measure is applied to all competitions and allows for the insertion of advertisements,
他就已经不再只是一项单纯的球员福利了。
He is no longer just a simple player benefit.
他更像是国际足联无底线商业化的一块遮羞布。
It's more like a cover-up for FIFA bottomless commercialization.
一瓶水的背后是球员的健康，一声哨响之后是电视广告。
Behind a bottle of water is a player's health.And after a whistle, there is a television advertisement.
这三分钟到底是足球的需要。
What exactly does football need in 3 minutes?
还是生意的需要。
The need for business.
恐怕不取决于球员。
It probably doesn't depend on the player.
也不取决于球迷。
It doesn't depend on the fans.
而取决于他到底能卖多少钱。
It depends on how much he can sell it for.
一个新的商业模式一旦被创造出来
Once a new business model has been created,
并且被证明能赚钱
and it has been proven to be profitable,
它就几乎不可能再退回到原点
It is almost impossible to return to the original state.